Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia. This is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, it is the final ever catch-up podcast. Thank you for listening. It is not goodbye, to see you later. I am joining Greener Pastures, the nighttime solo raves. Loneliness during COVID has gotten the better of me. I'm moving to the Central Coast, putting on my big boy pants, and I'm doing a bit of breakfast radio again. So hashtag early starts. With a wonderful lady called Maz Compton. She used to do the Dan and Maz Drive Show and Sydney Breakfast. She's really been around the traps in radio, so we're really excited for what we can do next year. If you don't live on the Central Coast area, we are broadcasting to a whole heap of New South Wales, little towns and cities as well. And if you don't live any there, well, it's always on the Listener app, and you know how to get that because you're probably listening on that right now. If not, download that and give us a listen in the new year. Thank you so much for everyone's support. There's still a whole heap of good stuff that we did on the final show. You will figure out the List King's final list. If you're a Pringles fan, stick around for that. Perfectly reasonable movie sequels. Snackmasters coming to Channel 9. I'm actually hosting a brand new show on Channel 9. It's quite exciting. That'll be in there. And the phrases. Who won the grand final? The 2021 Australia's nation's favourite phrase. What a grand final it was. One for the ages. But first things first, because it is the final show, and exciting things happening on a personal level next year in 2022. And with that comes just exciting things happening in your personal life as well. Moving into state, decided to put on my big boy pants. I'll probably be looking at getting a mortgage and whatnot in the new area that I'm moving to. And it forces me to change my state of mind a little bit and learn lessons and sort of take things on board. Now, for the last year, I've been living in a share house, but it was the first time I ever had to furnish my own place. I've moved around a lot. I've always just taken furnished places because it just saves me buying a bed and all these bits and bobs. This was the first time that I moved into an unfurnished room, needed to buy my king-size bed, my king-size mattress, a couple of bits of bric-a-brac, a couple of cabinets, blah, blah, blah. And I've always been one of those guys. And do not cast judgment here. We've all got our flaws and faults. I'm the kind of guy who will just peel a fingernail or two. I don't have a schedule, so all my fingernails and toenails grow at different times, which means just occasionally you'll just be having a think and they'll be like, oh, this fourth finger on the left hand, this fingernail is getting a little bit too much. I'll just eradicate that. I'll just take care of business on that one. So I'm playing 10 different fingers on 10 different days. Are you like that or do you have a schedule, producer Dan?
Danny Lakey, that is disgusting. I think you need to get some manscaping happening. There's nothing wrong with getting a mani or a pedi. Plenty of blokes do it. They mightn't admit to it. Look at my nails are hot pink, super manicured, and my feet.
Yeah, well, look, different strokes for different folks, okay? When I see a nail pop up, I eradicate it. It's like the old school time zone games where one of the crocodiles comes out of the house. Like, oh, I'll just bash that one now, and I'll take care of the others later.
It's very manly, though.
I'm picking fingernails as I see fit. The majority of these happen when I'm lying in bed during the night. And I'm like, oh, I mean, I could go to the bathroom and like drop them in the toilet, or I could throw them in a little bin, or, I mean, it's just one fingernail. I'll just put it down the side of the bed. Now, because I've always had furnished places, I thought, well, I've just left that place. And I thought, oh, yeah, God, that's weird. If anyone ever moves that furniture, they'll probably find like 7 or 8 of my fingernails.
Okay, that's disgusting. Is so disgusting.
We've all got our flaws, okay? I'm asking for a judgment-free zone here.
Sorry, okay, no judgment, but I'm just my opinion. It's disgusting.
Because I have to move all my furniture out of my house, and I've been doing that today, I was moving the bed, and I was quite curious. I was thinking, I wonder how many fingernails have accrued down here over the past 10 months. And I was thinking maybe 7, 8 fingernails.
No, you didn't count them, did you? You didn't go and pick them up.
When I brought the bed forward, slid the bed, saw this gaping gap of carpet. And, I mean, on a rough estimate, there must have been at least, to me, it looked like about 40 or 50 fingernails.
Okay, I'm shocked. Now, there's a couple of things I'm shocked about at the start of this. Okay, new changes, you know, man up, you know. Do what you need to do and become a real man. You've matured so much in the past 4 months that we've worked together, Lakey.
Yeah.
I was shocked about the sheets, that you didn't wash your sheets hardly ever, maybe twice a year, and then these toenails. I think I'd prefer to go your dirty sheets.
Yeah. Well, look, there were so many of them, I thought, oh, I'll just count them. And it was 67 in the end.
What did you do with them? What, did you collect them, put them in a jar and put them out the front?
Well, this is the lesson that I've learned. It's time to grow up a little bit. It's time to realise that my actions have consequences, good and bad.
You don't say
and
so.
I went downstairs to get the Dyson that we've got. And I took the little, you know, the vacuum bit off the end of it. So it was just the tube.
I've got a Dyson. It's my favourite vacuum cleaner.
It's great. They're great. Got the tube. I fired it up. And let me just say, there is nothing more satisfying than hearing 67 fingernails click down that tube at 100 k's an hour.
Okay, I'm very concerned about you, but if this is the next stage for you maturing as a real man, then I am impressed. Vacuum cleaner, toenails and all.
It was like body popcorn. It was, unless I'm going to pick more fingernails in my new place. Danny Lakey on Triple M. We've been building up to this all year.
Here's a phrase for you. This place ain't big enough for the two of you. One phrase will reign supreme. But which one will you vote for?
Fight as a vicious ass.
Use us as a G-rated porno movie.
One 3353. It's the grand finale of the Danny Lakey Show's Phrases.
Phrases. Me with your phrase. Phrases.
Full as a fairy's phone book, for God's sake.
What will be crowned the Danny Lakey Show's ultimate phrase of 2021. Two phrases remain. Only one can experience full phrase glory. People have been voting all week. People have been ringing all year. Phrases have been put into the dossier. We started with 32 at the start of the week. That was whittled down to 16. 16 became 8. The quarterfinals found 4 semi-finalists. Last night's semis produced 2 phrases that remain.
Use us as a G-rated porno movie.
Versus.
Tight as a fish's ass.
The fish versus the porno. It's a tournament director's dream. And it's grand final time. 133353 to cast your votes. Are we going to do a jury? Is it going to be a one vote rule all? No, no, no. It's going to be an AFL style 4-quarter grand final. Whoa.
Danny, that is so impressive.
Very impressive. I'm quite proud of myself, actually. It's a pretty good concept.
Considering it's the finale, I mean, I expected something really big. I mean, it's the grand final of the Danny Lakey Show.
Everyone who wants to get involved will have the opportunity to get involved. If phone lines are engaged, keep trying. 133353 to cast your vote. Here's how it's going to work. 4 times 1 minute quarters. It will simply be, I shall call the name, you call the vote. Whichever one you think is the more superior phrase, tight as a fish's ass or as useless as a G-rated porno. We'll have time to take breathers throughout the quarters. We'll probably play a song at halftime. And only one phrase can come away with ultimate glory as we put 1 minute on the clock as the calls start coming in. Anthony in Melbourne, good evening.
Porno.
Porno. Short, sharp, and he's right to it. He gets it. Jenny in Glen Orchy, Tasmania. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Danny.
Which phrase are you voting for?
Fish's ass.
Fish's ass. Wow. One all. Thank you, Jenny. Steve in Dandenong. Good evening.
Yeah, tight as a fish's ass.
Tight as a fish's ass. After a strong start from the useless as a G-rated porno, it's now 2-1 to the fish. Paul in Newport. Good evening.
G-rated porno.
Wow. G-rated porno. 2 all at this point. In time, as we move through the phone lines, we go to Shane in Melbourne. Good evening, Shane.
Good evening, Danny. How are you?
Good, thank you. Fish's ass or G-rated porno?
You have to go to fish's ass.
Fish's ass takes a 3-2 lead. What is it you like about the fish's ass?
It's just been synonymous with tight asses, and it's been around for years.
Tight asses, fish's asses. And that's the end of the first quarter, guys. That is the end of the first quarter. 3 votes to 2 in favour of the fish's ass. As we put another minute on the clock. Oh, it's a short quarter time, guys. We've got to keep going. Nathan in Wallen, hello.
Fish's arsehole.
Fish's arsehole as well. It is now 4 votes to 2. Alan in Lynbrook, good evening.
Fish's ass.
Fish's ass. That is a big one. All of a sudden, the knife is on the neck of Useless as a G-rated porno. The foot is on the throat. 5-2 in terms of Fraser's grand final. Jeff on the Central Coast, hello.
G'day, here you go. Fish's ass.
Fish's ass. It's 6-2 now. It's getting dangerous. Panic stations for the Useless as a G-rated porno. Panic stations. Bill in Melbourne, hello.
Yeah, porno.
Porno. Takes one back. It's a slow recovery. Can it have the stamina to claw back against the Fish's ass? 6-3. Kerry in Bonnet, hello.
Bonnet Bay. The G-rated porno.
G-rated porno. 6-4. At halftime in the grand final. 6-4 at halftime. You want to cast your vote? 1-3-3-5-3. Only 2 quarters, 2 minutes remain. Third quarter about to commence. They call this the Premiership quarter. 60 seconds on the clock. 1-3-3-5-3 if you'd like to cast your vote. 6-4 in terms of Fish's ass at this stage. Renee in Ambervale, hello.
Hello.
Who are you voting for?
I am voting for as tight as a fish's ass all the way.
All the way. What a phrase! 7-4 now. Could it be an unassailable lead? Con in Wentworth Point, hello.
Hello.
Who are you voting for?
Always got to vote the porno.
He's gone the porno. He's followed his heart. It's 7-5. The porno's hanging on. You love the fight in the porno. Andy in Thomastown.
Got to go the fish's ass.
Fish's ass.
Cheers, Danny.
Just keeping the porno at arm's length. Just keeps giving. Andrew in Sunbury. Hello.
Danny, here you go, mate. It's got to be the porno.
People have said similar things, but also the opposite. It's now 8-6. Craig in Warragul. Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
House is unanimous here for porno.
Porno, wow. Big, big buzzer beater. Big play. Big play. 8-7 at three-quarter time. Only one vote in it. You could cut the tension with a knife. 1-3-3-5-3. Can't stress this enough. This is the last chance to make your vote count. The Frasers are taking in a deep breath. They're sucking in the big ones. It's been big. It's been a big year. Anyone can take it out still.
Danny, do you have a favourite just before we get into the announcement?
I don't have a dog in this fight. I will be happy either way. I've seen both of these phrases prosper over the year. They've brought me both so much joy. I'm using them both in my everyday vernacular. I'm one of those supporters on the side that is just neutral. Just loving the spectacle here.
Is it like the AFL Grand Final when Melbourne, like, were in the Grand Finale and they won and everyone was just happy because Melbourne won?
Yeah, didn't have to be a Melbourne fan. You just like the history playing out in front of you. That's how it feels right now.
It does. And, I mean, I'm a Collingwood supporter and we actually beat them. That was the only time we beat someone. But anyway.
The Frasers are gaining into their positions. 60 seconds left.
I'm so nervous. Are you nervous, Blakey?
I'm bloody nervous.
It's a big deal, mate. All year. 365 days.
Bounce the ball up. Throw it up, you white man. Clint in Belmont. Hello.
Oh, Daddy, here you go, mate. As much as I love me porn, it's just everyone's got a mate that's tight as a fish's ass. So I have to go with that one, just on that basis.
It resonates with Clint. It's 9-7. Crucial first vote in the final quarter. Jake in Victoria, hello.
G'day, mate.
What are you voting for?
Mate, let's go one for porno.
Porno comes back. It's 9-8. There's just so much fight in the porno. Luke in Altona, hello.
Hey, how you going?
We're having an arm wrestle here. 9-8. Where's your vote?
Has to be Fish's ass.
Fish's ass. Just keeps them at bay. Just keeps them at bay. Michelle in Melbourne, it's 10-8. Where's your vote going?
Porno.
11-8. Is this it? Is it an unassailable lead? Sure, in Sydney. Where's your vote going?
As tight as a fish's ass.
Tight as a fish's ass. Oh, God. It's 11-9.
This is a famous victory. A magnificent performance. What a legend. What a champion.
It brings me great joy to announce the 2021 Danny Lakey Show's favourite phrase.
Tight as a fish's ass.
And there's the moment. The fish's ass is holding up the Premiership Cup. The fish confetti, the fish food flying out of the cannons. The little phrase that could. So many people rang in with that phrase over the amount of times I had to say, mate, it's already in the dossier. People know the phrase. People love the phrase. This isn't a new phrase. This is a phrase that pays homage to our phrase history.
Danny Lakey, this is the phrase that I'm always going to think of when I think of you and 365 days of the year just to get to the end.
Right as the fish's ass. Oh.
It's time for more perfectly reasonable movie sequels. The creators of The Cat in the Hat bring you The Hat and the Cat.
Jesus, what's wrong with your cat?
Probably just a furball.
It sounds horrendous.
I know, right? Cats being cats. By the way, has anyone seen my beanie anywhere?
The creators of Bad Santa bring you Sad Santa.
Santa!
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Hey, boss. I really don't think I can come in today.
You're joking, right? It's Christmas Eve, big fella. It's the big one. You've got to come in.
No, I'm just not feeling up to it. I had a fight with Mrs. Claus and...
Mate, you have to.
I honestly can't, mate. I'm just not up to it. Mental health day.
And the creators of Finding Nemo bring you Grinding Nemo.
Right, welcome to the job at the fish paste factory. Pretty simple, take the anchovies, put them through the grinder, fill these jars up with the anchovette paste on the other side.
Okay, yeah, seems simple enough. What about this little orange and black fish here? Seems like it must have got caught in the anchovy. It's got me a little gold.
Yeah, just chuck it all in, mate. And it'll taste the same when it goes through the machine.
All right.
New premiere date for Channel 9 Snackmasters. Yes, Snackmasters. It was supposed to start last Monday. I was really looking forward to watching some Snackmasters. Replay on 9 now, obviously. Some of us have to work during those hours. But I was reading an article that Channel 9, they pushed back Snackmasters by a week because they didn't want to compete with the MasterChef finale, the Celebrity MasterChef finale. And rightly so. You don't want it to steal your thunder. This is just 4 episodes of absolute free-to-air gold. Usually I don't care much for reality TV, but Snackmasters really tickles my pickle. It has a premiere date of 7:30 this Monday, November 29. 4 episodes produced by Warner Brothers. The only things Aussies love more than eating out are their favourite snacks, like the taste explosion of Twisties, the perennial Christmas go-to gift Cadbury favourites, the summertime sensation of the drumstick, and Australia's own special burger, the Whopper. Can you get so close to recreating these super treats that a jury of the people who actually make them by the million every day can't tell them apart from the real thing? That's the great Snackmasters challenge. Po Ling Yao, some other bloke, Evie Jones, they're all there. Sounds good. This is a little bit of the trailer. It sounds really good.
Can you top a Whopper, tackle a Twisty, or knock off a drumstick? How do you master Australia's most iconic snacks in a brand new cook-off competition?
We have the country's finest chefs going head-to-head. It's on!
Top chefs will have to make an exact copy of Australia's favourite snacks.
I don't know how they make this.
It's impossible.
It's rough, right?
If you have a hunger for excitement...
What are we doing here, buddy?
Oh, it's a twisty tornado.
We've got some snack-sized specials for you.
They are angry onion rings,
aren't they? I can't believe that. Are you joking?
Who can crack
the snack? Join Poe, Scott Pickett, and food detective Evie Jones.
You want answers? You leave it to Evie.
Humble little twisty is going to cause a lot of grief.
Brand new Snackmasters, soon on 9.
Yes, Channel 9. Yes, Channel 9. I am really looking forward to that. And it seems like the trend at the moment in terms of reality TV shows, like people are struggling to figure out brand new game-changing ideas. So they'll kind of just do a 2 hybrid successful TV shows and mash them together. Like I feel Snackmasters is a mixture between MasterChef and Lego Masters, 2 pretty good shows. Of course, Lego Masters being a mixture of MasterChef and The Block. And I'm proud to announce that I'm actually presenting a new show called Crack Masters, which is a mixture between Snack Masters and Breaking Bad, the cooking show where two meth cooks go head-to-head trying to recreate a certain drug.
Can you top off a bag, tackle a crack pipe, or knock off an eight ball? How do you master Australia's most iconic synthetic drugs in a brand new cook-off competition?
The country's finest chefs going head-to-head. It's on!
Top backyard lab cooks will have to make an exact copy of Australia's most dangerous drugs.
I don't know how they make this.
That's impossible.
It's rough, right? Right.
If you have a hunger for excitement, we've got some crack-sized specials for you.
Who can crack the crack?
Join Danny Lakey, that weird bloke who's always at Centrelink, and Detective Evie Jones.
You want answers? Leave it to Evie.
Oh, this little shard of crystal is going to cause a lot of issues.
Brand new Crack Masters, coming soon on Nine.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Oh, what a feeling when you're chatting with the List King.
Well, the List King don't miss when he knows it's the final list. The List King don't miss. Good evening, List
what
King.
What up?
And a new greeting as well for the final list. I don't know if you knew that I was a Pringle guy or not, but you ranking Pringle tins, Pringle flavours from shittest to best is just the best thing I could have asked for as a leaving present.
I know you're a Pringles boy. Oh. Everyone says that. Everyone's like, oh, Lakey. Yeah, he's a Pringles boy.
Oh, Danny Pringles Lakey down there. Yeah, I know him. One time he just went a whole week with Pringles tubes on his arms and he couldn't pick up anything. Yeah, what a madman. No, I do love it. I'm more of a savoury guy than a sweet guy, and I couldn't agree more with this list. Let's start at the bottom, as we always do, in your cat vomit tier. These are the Pringles flavours that you just got no time for. I mean, why even bother with the mustachioed Pringles mascot? Parmesan and roasted garlic. Me being a Pringles fan, had no idea this even existed. Parmesan roasted garlic.
Hang on. Yeah, can I tell you, that flavour sucks, but hang on a second. Something just hit me when you were talking about the mustache Pringles man.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought that the Pringles man looks just like the Monopoly man?
It's Uncle Pennybags. It's Uncle Pennybags pulling a double shift.
It's the same guy. Yeah, it's only it just hit me.
This is a big scoop.
But Parmesan and roasted garlic, it sucks. It doesn't taste like Parmesan or roasted garlic or like a Pringle. Terrible. Yeah, don't eat it. It's like eating cat vomit.
Well, it's like the bigwigs had a meeting about, hey, how can we be more like Red Rock Deli crisps and try all these ridiculous, stupid, classy flavours and then try and fool everyone that at the end of the day they're still only eating a $2 bag of potato chips? I mean, it's just so off-brand for the big guy.
It's like they sent a corporate spy to go through Red Rock Deli's bins and they came back with this flavour and they're like, yes, Parmesan and roasted garlic.
Oh, good riddance to the Parmesan roasted garlic. I assume it's only a promotional flavour, hence because I've never seen it before. Moving up to the pleb tier, barbecue. Now, I know we've got a lot of barbecue folk out there, but I think you're right. Like, when it comes to Pringles barbecue, they don't seem to hit the dizzying heights of, say, a normal barbecue flavoured crisp or a barbecue shape.
You know, when you have a barbecue shape, you go on such a ride of flavours and you're like, yeah, I really am at a barbecue. But then a barbecue Pringles, and it's like, it's nothing. It's kind of like oniony. It's a bit gravy-like. It's really nothing. And, you know, I don't want to sound un-Australian by being like, you know, I'm a man that doesn't like to have barbecues. I'm just saying that barbecue flavour sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Shame on you, Monopoly Pringles, man.
Shame on you indeed. Once I popped, I immediately stopped when it came to the barbecue Pringles. It's just that weird colour as well. I'm not a fan of the packaging, that like mauve burgundy. It reminds me of my deceased Nan's lipstick colour. Adam Sandler tier. This is mid-range stuff. Now, the pizza Pringles. Was this a promotional item? I remember loving these pizza Pringles back in the day, but I haven't found them in forever.
Yeah, it's still around. It's not like in your reputable kind of Coles and Woolworths places. It's in mixed businesses. Is there anything better than a mixed business? It's kind of like a convenience store, but not really.
Oh.
Like, it's bigger than a convenience store. It's actually called a mixed business. And you walk in there and you're like, wow, it really is a mixed business. Like, yeah, they'll fix your car. They'll sell you, like, weird Pringles that are out of date by 30 years.
Yeah, that's right. They'll sell like groceries, but also Labara SIM cards at the same time.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, I didn't even know that anyone had a Labara phone. But like, that's kind of cool.
Okay, so you got to go to the dark depths. I like this flavor. It genuinely does taste like a pizza, the pizza Pringles.
Pizza flavor? What is that flavor? Like, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about the dough? Are we talking about the cheese? Are we talking about the red sauce on top?
I think all of it. I think all of those things you mentioned, it's got an Italian vibe with a bit of a cheesy vibe as well. And then there's some sort of umami. Umami?
An umami? Umami?
There are two things that I'll never get over. Farting and laughing and saying the word umami. Like, umami? Umami? Let's move on to the royalty tier. This is Pringles that you quite like. And let's face it, there's two big dogs left. There's two big players still on the board. I feel these are the most two common ones, and they come in the mini packs as well. You're always forced with this decision. Oh, I've only got money for one miniature tube of Pringles. What do I go? Original or sour cream and onion? What is your second most favourite Pringles flavour, List King?
It's original, and it's really, really good original. Yeah. I mean, I was an altar boy for 15 years. And what I used to do, just because I'm weird, is I would get original Pringles and I'd hold them up in front of my face and I'd go, the body of Christ. And then I'd place it on my tongue and go, oh, amen. And I was like, yes, what a holy experience with the Pringles original.
Oh, so good. It's great, isn't it? Because there's just the right amount of invisible salting and then you suck the salt off and then you've still got potato to go. It's like two experiences in one.
And the best thing that you get, by the way, I've never understood people eating one at a time. You need at least two or three to really get that maximum crunch. But what's kind of fun is placing it on your tongue and just letting it dissolve.
Yes.
Oh, it's a modern miracle.
Sometimes I like to hold it on its edge and just crunch on it like perpendicular as if it was to get like jagged into my middle two teeth. Plenty of ways to skin that cat. Let's move.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. The poor top of your mouth. You could have cut yourself right open there.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit more risky than your, ooh, I'm a little altar boy. Amen. Praise Jesus. Or whatever your little Pringle ritual was. So that means, I mean, don't want to bury the lead, but it only reveals one big heavy hitter left. The sour cream and onion is your favorite Pringle, List King.
Yeah, and you know, like on the surface, sour cream and onion, like, how is that a good combination? And yet it is. Like, that is the greatest Pringle ever created. And, you know, Pringles just need to stop trying to do all those other fancy flavors.
Yep.
All you need are two. Original, sour cream and onion. And you're pretty good. Like, onion. Who'd have thought? Onion's a punishment food. But on the Pringle, it's such a joy. There's a circus going on in my mouth. I love it.
It's the modern day 11 herbs and spices secret recipe. I don't know what's going on to those things, but I want the dust and I want it now. I want to snort a line with Uncle Pennybag / the mustachioed Pringles man. Once you pop, you cannot stop when it comes to the sour cream and onion.
Oh, mustn't stop.
Great list. Great List King. Praise Jesus.
Love you, Lakey.
Good on you.
Amen.
List King, thank you so much for all your lists over the year on the Danny Lakey Show every Friday night. When, to be honest, I'm at my wit's end by the end of the week, struggling for content, and you are just easy fodder for the 8 o'clock hour. So I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
Love being easy fodder. That's what I'm all about. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, indeed. And thank you very much for making this podcast easy fodder for your ears as well. Yes, I'm literally talking to the person who is listening to this podcast right now. Thank you to anyone who's ever downloaded the podcast, anyone who's ever listened to the Danny Lakey Show, anyone who's hit us up on socials, anyone who has ever got involved on the show. Thank you so much. It is not goodbye, it's more see you later. I'm moving to the Hit Network, doing a great show next year, waking up the whole of New South Wales with an amazing lady called Maz Compton. Can't wait to have 4:30 alarm clocks again instead of just snoozing right through till 10:45 p.m. Give it a listen if you can. It'll be on the listener app. Give us a couple of weeks probably to gel with chemistry, but then week three, get it in your ear holes. Give us a listen. Feel free to add on the Instagram, Danny Lakey, the Danny Lakey Show. I'm not sure what's going on with the show page for now, but if you want to keep in touch, add me on my personal, y'all. And whatever you're doing in 2022, have an epic Christmas with your family and big things in the new year. I'm going to get out of here. The voiceover guy who has been a shining light on this show alongside producer Renee. What the voiceover guy does behind the scenes is amazing. Little known fact, we don't even live in the same state, let alone in the same building. So every day I record probably 3 or 4 minutes of instructions for the voiceover guy. 100% wholeheartedly just then trust that he's going to send back absolute radio gold down to my studio, and 99.9999% of the time it is bang on. So voiceover guy has prepared a final little see you later from everyone at the Danny Lakey Show. Thank you so much for listening, and keep it real, lads, ladies, truckies and tradies.
And now, live from radio's Night of Nights, it's Triple M's Roast of Danny Lakey. And here is your host, the voiceover guy.
Thank you. G'day. Hey, it's the voiceover guy here for the Danny Lakey Show. Obviously, we can't play all of the amazing bits of the Danny Lakey Show in 2 minutes, because we wouldn't know what to do with the other 90 seconds. But fuck, we're going to miss him, so here's some shit.
Danny Lakey, the guy who's kept us all honest at night. There's no radio show like him.
Eight of the country's toughest bullets, vibrators and dildos hurtling down a 1,600-centimetre track to claim the title of Australia's fastest vibrator.
And what is the biggest week on the Danny Lakey Show calendar?
Shark Week 2020.
Oh, yeah! Well, it feels good to finally let that one out.
Wherever you were in Australia after 7 o'clock, Lakey got your attention.
Triple M's most unhealthiness and
because I've been trying to eat myself drunk all night.
Eating things all night that are rumoured to make you fail the breath test.
0.05.
But he's a great listener too.
Any vegans out there are getting pissed off, call in as well. Get angry. Create a headline.
Mate, you are a special unit. Anyway, I just listened to all that. You are special.
He was never afraid to take the piss out of everything and everyone.
The Danny Lakey Show, in conjunction with Frank Walker from National Tiles, presents Triple M's Best of Rock Hits with U2's Vertigo.
Hello.
Hello.
Meanwhile, Karen, the anti-vaxxer, is applying the same logic in making her decision about taking illegal narcotic drugs.
I don't trust the science on cocaine. Most cocaine is from South America. I want it to be around for another couple of years and see the data of people snorting it before I have a line myself.
The Antiques Roadshow Stolen Goods Edition.
Yes, I have here a 1938 pair of the Queen's underwear. As you can see, the thread's a little worn down, smells all dusty and stale-like.
Hungry Jack's presents the Big Bertha. Flame-grilled spicy chicken breast fillet to induce that baby in no time.
What is another term given to kicking a soccer ball to your teammate?
Pass.
Correct. To allow your partner to sleep with one other person is called a hall what?
Pass.
Correct. What is the shortened acronym given to peer-assisted study sessions?
Pass.
Correct. When you stop at a zebra crossing, you allow pedestrians to what?
Pass.
Correct.
And you've had nothing but good things to say about him.
You got a face like a smashed pie.
Face like a melted Power Ranger.
He's about as useful as a wooden frying pan.
As sharp as a bowling ball.
Andy has pockets in your undies.
If his brains were made out of dynamite, he wouldn't have enough to blow his nose.
As bright as a pissed-on candle.
He's that lazy, he wouldn't even carry a birthmark.
Well, I reckon you couldn't knock the froth off of a cappuccino.
It's as funny as a fart in a spacesuit.
Yeah, he's pushed people's buttons.
Charming stuff. Now, it won't surprise you that some listeners took offence.
But that's exactly how you want it when you're in your car at night.
I don't think it'd be breaking news to anyone. I'm probably just two poor tasteful jokes away from being fired from Triple M.
To the legends pulling the nighttime shifts.
You are still as mad as a bag of cats, yeah. And I love your show.
And the legends pulling the nighttime cones.
Yeah, I just want to say that I gave a moon face and I gave a brown eye and I shit myself one day and left skin marks.
Wow, well, that's what we call the quaddy right there.
Lakey's been there for you.
What am I doing?
What is going on?
Danny Lakey Show.
It's time to say goodbye.
I love you, man.
I love you.
I'm not embarrassed.
Love you.
I love you.
I'm not even embarrassed to say it. I love you.
Come here. What a journey it's been. Last drinks, last cakes, last tiramisus, last rumbles, last Buffalo Bills, please, everyone.
Lakey, we just know that wherever you go next, you're going to have a captive audience.
And that's because he's broken so many codes, he's actually going to Silverwater Prison. Nah, he's not.
Thanks so much, Danny Lakey. The voiceover guy's final thought tonight was of all the great times we just had.
It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny Lakey.
Triple M.